present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Janet Brown in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome to Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask our four panelists to speak, if they can, on the subject that I will give them. And they're going to try and do it without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card in front of me. And we'll begin the show this week with Clement Freud. And Clement, the subject is moose. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
This is a pretty difficult word, especially if, like our chairman, you're partly educated in Scotland. Because if somebody came along and shouted, "There's a moose loose," you would take very different action, depending on whether you thought it was a mouse or one of those animals with horns tied to its head, which Thurber drew so very expertly in his time. Equally, a moose trap could be completely different, depending on whether it was a piece of machinery designed to catch a chocolate-covered, coloured, flavoured blancmange, or a small Scottish mouse. And here again, I would like to give the subject to Kenneth Williams, because I'm sure he's very good at it, and I would stop.
And Kenneth did manage to pick up the cue and press his buzzer. Well, so, Kenneth, what is your challenge?
Hesitation, I suppose.
Yes. Because Clement Freud had come to a halt, and he managed to give the cue to Kenneth Williams, who was sitting next to him. Kenneth presses buzzer. It's a correct challenge. A point to Kenneth, and he takes over the subject of moose. And there are 14 seconds left, starting now.
This is the sort of thing the hostess lands on your plate with a loud splot, and it looks thoroughly uninviting, because let's not kid ourselves, it's just another version of the old-fashioned blancmange.
Well, after 60 seconds, Ian Messiter blows his whistle, which he's been doing so elegantly throughout our 11 years of life, and tells us that 60 seconds is up. And whoever speaks at that moment gets an extra point. It was, of course, Kenneth Williams, and he's the only one to have scored in the first round, which is very unusual. And, Kenneth, we'd like you to begin the next round. The subject, tension. And you can feel it vibrating in just a minute. And, Kenneth, will you talk on the subject starting now?
Tension is what keeps the line or rope or wire taut when the walker attempts that breathtaking feat, whether it be high in the circus, the big top, or from one ravine to another. And we wait, bated breath, hoping, will he make it? And incredibly, he always does. Never do you hear about someone hurtling down from the high wire. Of course, these high wires...
Clement Freud,
repetition of course.
Yes, you have said of course before.
Oh, well, I mean, if you're all going to be pedagogic.
Clement, there are 13 seconds on tension starting now.
Tension was the little-known brother of Sir Edmund Hillary Sherpa, who was known as Ten Sing, and was almost 14 years older than his younger relative of almost unknown.
And we're now with Peter Jones. Peter, my hometown is the subject. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Wem in Shropshire, a small town. I can see the buildings now in my mind's eye. The Hoxton Arms, the Albion, the Corbett, the Horse and Jockey, the White... I don't want to repeat the word that I've used in connection with the previous hostelry. I will say the equine quadruped. I thought you'd all gone from it. No, I thought they'd all gone.
Yes, Janet.
A very big hesitation.
The size doesn't matter in this game. It was a hesitation. So, Janet, you have the subject of my hometown, and there are 33 seconds left, starting now.
My hometown is very dear to me, but possibly...
Clement Freud.
A very big hesitation.
A very small hesitation, but a definite hesitation. One. And you have the subject, Clement, and, of course, a point for a correct challenge. 29 seconds, my hometown, starting now.
My hometown is really more of a village, although Southwell to the north and even Felixstowe to the south could be, in a loose sort of way, described as hometown. Perhaps Beccles and Bungay, to the west, are more closely my hometown.
Kenneth Williams, a chance.
Well, deviation, it's about my hometown. We've had about half a dozen hometowns. How many has he got?
If you have a home village, you're entitled to choose.
Yes, I do think he was giving the relationship of his hometown to the other ones. Peter Jones, yes.
I think for his own reasons, he was giving a plug to every town and village in his constituency.
No.
I think, actually, some of them are outside his constituency. It's a very good procession. Right, a bonus point to Peter Jones for a good challenge. Clement Freud keeps the subject. Oh, he gets a point because it was Kenneth who challenged originally, and he still has 11 seconds, Clement. My hometown starting now.
What really grieves me is that my hometown is not in my constituency because March, Chatteris, Ely, Whittlesey, Wisbeach are all represented.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
But he's still doing it.
No, he is deviating now because they're
deviating,
not...
Deviating, that's what I mean, deviating.
He is now talking about his constituency and not his hometown.
Exactly.
Exactly, yes. Yes, I'm glad you picked that one up so quickly.
I think you ought to get a point for that, Nicholas.
There's half a second to go on my hometown, Peter Jones, starting now.
When?
That round, Peter Jones having got the extra point for speaking as the whistle went, our three regulars are equal, 1 point behind our guest, Janet Brown. And Janet, your turn to begin. The subject is When I'm Not Myself. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Whenever I come out of the cinema, this is a feeling that simply overwhelms me, the thought of not being myself, particularly if I've just seen a star such as Katharine Hepburn. And I love whenever I see Katharine Hepburn on the screen because I adore the way she looks out and the way her chin moves and the angle of her head. I think she's so fantastic, you see. Of course, this sort of thing happens quite often, not necessarily when I've gone to the cinema, sometimes when I'm facing the television set. Of course, the particular moment I enjoy more than any other is when I see Margaret Thatcher. Then I realise it's time I put my suit on, my wig on, and become her and not me. Every time I watch this woman, I am absolutely fascinated. And let me say here and now, there is...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
He made her sound intelligent.
May I take Mr. Freud up on that remark?
I just want to explain that we don't want to bring pure politics into this. That was the reason for the challenge, and
pure
Janet gets
politics.
Yes. Yes.
A misnomer.
That was a touch of the impure kind, because we're playing
yes,
a game.
Yes, I know, right. Yes. It was a Freudian slip.
No slip if you think of it the other way. Right. 3 seconds for When I'm Not Myself, Janet, starting now.
Well, I simply wanted to say to Clement Freud that I was...
You were prevented from doing so by the whistle, which might have been just as well. But you were speaking as the whistle went, you gained an extra point, and you have increased your lead at the end of the round. Clement Freud, we're back with you. The subject is still. S-T-I-L-L. No, I don't think that, you know, the spelling doesn't matter. Just will you talk on the subject of still starting now?
This is something which you can make in your own backyard and produce the most delicious drink. In fact, no self-respecting household in Ireland.
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation. He says you can. Now, I won't have the public led astray. He says you can do this. Now, you can't. It's illicit. Absolutely against the law. And we all know that the places he's going on to discuss in Ireland, shebeens. There, no, that's absolutely disgraceful.
Kenneth. It's illegal if you sell it after you've made it. Oh, it's not illegal to do it.
It is illegal to run a still.
It's quite illegal.
I can assure you I happen to know a member of the Metro...
Ian Messiter has just revealed to all of us here that he's got one in the back of his garden.
Well, then he ought to be prosecuted.
But he's not... Yes.
That great and good man, Lord Birkett, the late Lord Birkett, said that it was illegal to make alcohol in private or water in public.
Jones, I will...
Can I just say that it is illegal if you don't declare it to the Customs and Excise?
That's
but, of
right.
course, everybody in Ireland, before they...
Clement, keep it for the things, because you can have a still where you're not making alcohol and it needn't be illegal, so I disagree with the challenge. You continue with 51 seconds, starting now.
A pot still is really the very best one of its kind, and you can make your shebeen or poteen, as it's sometimes called, with almost any ingredient, provided there is a yeast or yeast-producing hyphen, that is, one to the other, ingredient among it. And I suggest that oats bran...
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
Hesitation.
Definitely, yes. I was thinking about something else. There are 30 seconds for you, Kenneth, on the subject of still, starting now.
As Alfred O'Shaughnessy rightly remarked, there is nothing more becomes a man than being still. And you will note that is my constant preoccupation. I view it as a compliment when anyone says to me, "You're curiously immobile, aren't you?" And I always reply, "Yes, I've steered clear of exercise ever since I was born. I can tell you that much for nothing. I'm not the jog trotting round in tracksuits. You won't find me."
Well, Kenneth kept going till the whistle went, gained the extra point. He's in second place, 1 point behind Janet Brown, just ahead of Clement Freud and Peter Jones, and I can't think of a less still person I've ever met in all my life. He's always jigging and jumping about. Kenneth, it's your turn to begin. Ah, the historical question we get every week. This week it's Robert Houdin. Will you tell us something about him in just a minute, starting now?
Yes, well, of course, he means Robert Houdin. And 1900, little about that period anyway. Shall we say 1805? He was born and became an internationally famous prestidigitateur. Probably the only man of his ilk to be ordered by the government of his country, which was France, naturally, as you'll have gathered, won't you, by my pronunciation, to go and outdo the marabouts, who, as you know, were allegedly working some sort of miracle and saying, "Aye, presto," and up came a load of spectres, or whatever you'd like to call them, depending on your proclivities. I don't much approve of him, and neither does Orson Welles, and when he was forced to give an afternoon performance, he remarked at the curtain, "I would like to thank you."
What did he remark at the curtain?
Well, Orson said at the curtain call, because it was an afternoon performance, and he hated giving them, and he said at the curtain call, "I would just like to mention Robert Houdin, who in the 14th century invented the vanishing birdcage trick and the theatre matinee. May he rot and perish."
Well, that was the stillest performance we've ever had. And
Kenneth
Williams started with the subject, he finished with the subject, got an extra point for not being interrupted, and one for speaking as the whistle went, and he's now in the lead ahead of Janet Brown. Peter Jones, your turn to begin the subject gold. Will you tell us something about that precious subject in just a minute, starting now?
I once had a marvellous weekend camping in New South Wales and went to a place called New End, which was an old mining town, ghost-like it was, and I was panning there with a pan and got three tiny little bits of gold about the size of match heads, and I put them in the little bottle that my friend provided for me. You have to keep them in water, otherwise they get lost, unless you've got a large quantity, and keep it in a bag, and brought it home.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of keep.
Yes, I'm afraid so, no, Peter. You have 30 and one-half seconds on the subject of gold, Clement, starting now.
It's always seemed to me very strange that the currencies of the world are based on a totally unacceptable metal, which comes from a politically unacceptable country, and I've now said unacceptable twice.
Kenneth Williams as Charlie.
Captain.
Just seemed important to make the point.
Which you did very well, but Kenneth picked it up. And, Kenneth, you take over the subject of gold with 18 seconds left, starting now.
I saw the most imposing edifice in Rangoon, covered in gold leaf, called the Shwedagon Pagoda. And a friend said to me as we left, I wish Shwedagon, which I thought...
Kevin Freud is jealous.
Repetition.
No. He said the Shwedagon Pagoda and no wish Shwedagon, which other words he was putting the English and the other one was the...
Very good decision.
It's all in the rule book. He told me earlier on. Yes. Foreign language. Yes.
That was the Burmese version, and then
he put
sorry,
we have chairman on the show now.
5 seconds are left, Kenneth. Gold starting now.
Few people know that when Nero was very young and quite beautiful, he had his head struck on the coin of
Well, once again, Kenneth was speaking as the whistle went, and he's gained an extra point and slightly increased his lead. And, Janet Brown, your turn to begin. The subject, parrots. Will you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
Some years ago, a friend of mine went off on holiday, and she asked me if I would look after her home and her three children. But one thing she didn't mention was the fact that there was a parrot in the house. I walked into the room, saw the parrot's cage, and then saw the parrot. I was told by the children that his name was Henry. I later found out that he also had belonged to an opera singer at one time. And before I'd been in the room very many minutes, I suddenly heard, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. This was Henry singing for me. No sooner had I looked over at the cage and said hello to the bird than he turned round and said to me, go to bed, go to bed. Well, this I didn't go for very kindly, and I wondered what I could do about looking after this bird. The children said to me, well, of course, he has to be covered every evening, and as I did not know what kind of thing covered the cage, I asked the children, and they immediately went to the drawer, brought out a piece of material, and said, this is what you have to put over Henry's cage. It looked very beautiful.
Because you enjoy Janet Brown so much, I pulled the whistle out of Ian Mister's mouth. He's got his different teeth in tonight, so I couldn't do it. And because they wanted Janet to go on, because she was, you know, la 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 la. But that wasn't
repetition. This is true. It was perfectly true.
Yeah, but what a repetition of la.
Oh yes, I know.
Anyway, Janet, they let you have it because they love to listen to you, and you've got 2 points at the end of that round, and you're in second place behind Kenneth Williams. And whose turn is it to begin? Clement Freud. Clement, what I do to win this game? Now, there is a revealing subject. Are they going to be honest or not give their little tricks away? And you're here in a few moments with Clement, starting now.
There's really no way of winning this game while Nicholas Parsons remains chairman. He is so totally unpredictable and seems to make new rules from week to other seven-day period that one cannot in any way plan for victory. It is
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Well, deviation, it's patently obvious, and that's a pack of lies, although most one of the fairest and most honourable chairman.
So,
can we put that to the audience?
All right, the only thing I can do, I'm not going to judge on myself. So if you agree with Kenneth's challenge, you cheer for Kenneth, and if you disagree, you boo for Clement. And remember, you're doing it about me. And remember, I am quite athletic still at my old geriatric age. I can come amongst you, and the doors are locked. So we cheer and boo and all do it together now.
Hooray!
Thank you. Vindicated. Your darlings, will you come again next week? And Kenneth Williams, you've got a legitimate challenge. And you have 43 seconds on... What I do to win this game, Kenneth, starting now.
To indulge in a kind of verbal pyrotechnics and blind them with science and say, ending in IT, four-letter word, found at the bottom of the birdcage, the answer is grit. And everyone is astonished at the sheer verbal dexterity of the man. They say, how can he be so clever and so lovely?
Peter Jones, let's challenge you.
Repetition of verbal.
Yes, there was a repetition of verbal.
Yes,
very difficult for me.
Well,
yes, I know.
Right.
I was having great difficulty.
You listen well for your age.
So we...
It's hard work.
At least We're going to hear from Peter Jones on this subject, and there are 24 seconds left. What I do to win this game, Peter, starting now.
One of the difficulties I have...
Cameron Floyd.
Deviation, he doesn't win this game.
I won last week, didn't I, Nicholas?
Clement!
Smacks of corruption to me.
Yes. Clement, that was a superb challenge. I've done it with Peter last week, so a number of weeks ago. Give Clement... Give Clement Freud a point for a very good challenge, but we leave the subject with Peter, because he wasn't deviating from the subject, because it doesn't matter if he wins or not, it's what he does to try and win the game. But the subject is what I do to win the game, Peter, starting now.
I keep my thumb... firmly on the buzzer, because I have a rather longer wire than the
Kenneth
others.
Williams.
Deviation, he doesn't keep it on the buzzer. I've seen his finger in all kinds of other places.
My thumb I'm talking about, I don't keep my finger, I keep my thumb on it.
Yes, I disagree with your challenge.
Thank you very
entirely.
Much.
Suggesting all kinds of things because that lovely girl Janet Brown is sitting beside him. Peter, you still have the subject of what I do to win this game, and there are 17 seconds starting now.
So time elapses before they get the message at the other end, and the light goes on and the buzzer sounds. And
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of buzzer.
Yes, you did mention buzzer before, I'm afraid. So, Clement, you have 11 seconds in which to continue telling us what I do to win this game, starting now.
I wait till somebody says buzzer twice. And then I press the button.
So, Janet Brown came in then. Janet, what is your challenge?
Repetition of the word buzzer.
Yes, well done. Yes.
No, he said button.
Oh, I thought he said
yes,
button.
Yes, but you see, I thought he said
hesitated
button.
Hesitated before. Ah, but you should have said that, shouldn't you? But you didn't. my dear friend, Victoria. my dear distinguished friend.
Right, your dear distinguished friend has got another point, and there are 5 seconds on what I do to win this game, starting now.
It is a little-known fact that you win the game much more easily if you interrupt other people.
At the end of that round, with Clement Freud having got a point for speaking as a whistle, when the situation is in descending order and only 1 point separating each one of them, Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Janet Brown and Peter Jones. And Kenneth, your turn to begin the subject. Oh, I'm sure this has been chosen for you, Kenneth. Genius. Will you tell us something about genius in just a minute, starting now?
Of course, it's something which I'm tremendously simpatico with and always respond with enormous enthusiasm to whenever I encounter it, either in life itself or in history, literature, the plastic arts, painting. I mean, these are things in which genius continuously manifests itself and ennobles, uplifts us all in the process, even as we gaze upon the incredible Michelangelo David statue. We think, oh, wow, marvellous. He makes an ordinary person seem incredibly godlike, and in those limbs which seem to be moving.
Well, it really is Kenneth's week, isn't it?
Well, I did drag it out a bit.
Yes, I was just going to say, you now see one of the things that Kenneth Williams does to win the game. He does manage to put fewer words into just a minute than anybody else.
But more syllables.
And so you've got a point for that and also a point for speaking as the whistle went, and you've increased your lead. And the next person to speak is Peter Jones, and the subject is my favourite film. And will you tell us something about it in just a minute, starting now?
My favourite film was called Fanny by Gaslight, which I appeared in many years ago. And it was a favourite because I was paid real money for the first time ever for making an appearance in a moving picture.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, he was trying to emulate the star of Kenneth Williams, and I didn't.
No, I wasn't. That's the nastiest thing you've ever said.
All right, then. Clement Freud, a correct challenge, and there are 41 seconds. My favourite film starting now.
My favourite film starting now was a wartime publicity film starring Robert Banks, an elderly actor, and he appeared as a sailor and said, "I stood on the quay and I looked out to sea, and I heard a sailor crying to me, one clear call from the sea to the shore. We need more ships to win the war. Speed them, we need them down the slips, destroyers, corvettes and battleships, for those are the means and the only to keep this shore inviolate from rapine, murder and Nazi hate." I recall seeing it in Totnes, a small market town in Devon, near where...
And there wasn't a dry eye in the house, as Clement's memory didn't fail him and he brought forth that piece of poetry. But let me give you the final score. Peter Jones did this week, after those cracks early on, actually just finished in fourth place, just a little behind our guest, Janet Brown, who did very well. Clement Freud almost caught up with our leader. He finished only 1 point behind this week's winner, Kenneth Williams.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Nicola. Thank you. Thank you very much. It was well deserved.
A popular win, and most popular of all, of course, with Kenneth Williams. We do hope you've enjoyed the show. We hope you've enjoyed it in the audience here, and particularly we hope our listeners have enjoyed it. And we'll want to tune in again at the same time next week when we take to the sound waves and we play this game. Just a minute. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Browell.